This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. China's economy grew 7.4% in the first 3 months of 2014. That's a pretty high number by most standards, but it's a 24-year low for China's economy. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz has more from Shanghai.
Markets in Asia rose because of China's GDP news.
Markets are going to say, oh, they hit their target or they exceeded their target. Whew.
Patrick Shavonik is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management.
Actually, I breathe a sigh of relief when their GDP number goes down, because it makes me think maybe they're serious. You know, maybe the declarations that quality matters more than quantity, that they can't add to the bad debt.
Shavonik echoes many China economists when he says sustained high GDP figures usually reflect on healthy growth. In China's case, that means building more infrastructure, which carries the burden of more debt. Slower growth, however, could be an indication that China's leadership is serious about making tough changes to its economic model. Today's GDP number is somewhere in between. It was pulled down by housing sector problems, yet retail sales in China were up. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.